Well, the funeral director that didn't have enough money to buy 10 caskets. He thought it was a bad idea.
Hello, everyone. Today on The Mortuary Show, we have on a very special guest. His name is Mr. Eddie Pitt. He is the president and the leader of a new organization that we've gotten involved with at Mortuary Marketing called the Commanders Initiative. I'm going to let Eddie talk about it, but it's a really, really cool thing for us funeral directors that are involved with the business side of things, the non-business side of things. There's a little bit of a something special going on that we're super excited to talk about. So, Eddie, why don't you say hello to our audience and introduce yourself a little bit and what the Commanders Initiative is that you're running.
Well, fantastic. Mike, thank you for having me on. And for our listening audience, it's a pleasure to be here. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules. But yeah, when it comes to the Commander Initiative, I just can't say too much about it. It could go on all day, but we're really proud of what we've accomplished. You know, the Commander Initiative was a brainchild. It started maybe about 5 years ago here in the Chicago market. Myself, personally, we parlayed our insurance agency over into a products and goods services company. And in that process, I just happened to be talking with a lot of presidents and CEOs of the vendors who service our business. You know, just to back up just a tad, I've been in this business now for probably about 35 or more years. Wow. And I've had the privilege of working at the executive level with probably most of the conglomerates. Mm-hmm. You know, and people say, well, how did you end up working with most of them? I was always the kind of guy, I'm not going to stay and complain. I just moved on, you know, but the business was good to me. You know, the interactions and a lot of the guys that I met in my career, they moved up to be owners and CEOs for vendors. They got executive positions in those places. And obviously with myself working directly with funeral homes and cemeteries for more than 30 plus years, I knew quite a few funeral directors and cemetery home owners. Mm-hmm. So it just, at the end of the day, it kind of made sense because as I tried to establish my company to sell products and services, there were so many limitations. And then to get in the middle as a middleman, taking more of the profit away from the funeral homes and things of that nature, in my mind, wasn't the best move for me. You know, there were certain companies, obviously, they had their reps, their products weren't available, and I wanted to offer true value. So I kind of went out the front door and came through the back door for the relationships that we have now, which means we have the privilege of working with 40 or more vendors. We didn't start the Commander Initiative as a fruit baby or to try and make a lot of money. We wanted to drive the discounts down for the future of the independent funeral homes. Yep. And I don't mind saying, Mike, when we started, this was an African-American initiative, yep. You know, but it didn't take long at all before it became very obvious that what's good for an African-American funeral home is good for anybody's funeral home. So today we boast of having members of all nationalities. And, you know, that's our mainstay. Our directors, the funeral homes that buy these products. And then when we can actually bring the vendors together who are willing to make concessions in cost because the revenues are going to be a tad more than they would be under other circumstances, the whole thing just, it made sense.
Yeah.
But we didn't go around promoting the discounts and saving money and getting all the prices cut. We talked about what true value the Commander Initiative could bring, you know, all about trust in the industry, the valuable tricks of the trade, the information that we can share as a whole comfortably. And when I say comfortably, you know, the funeral industry has been around for years. It's a mainstay in our communities. You know, the funeral homes and the barber shops and salons are really the only thing that we got left. So when you look at these funeral homes and the legacy that we expect to be able to leave, there's some guidance and there's some togetherness and some trust that has to happen among the independents. Because when I laugh at the conferences, you're standing around funeral directors talking, and you know, it's okay, we're laughing and talking, and I'm paying $900 for the same casket you get for $300. They don't even have a chance to compete. Right. You know, so it's like, okay, how can you really just be that loose in that environment, knowing that you're the underdog and there's nobody helping? That's what the initiative does. It looks at that smaller, the independent funeral home that would not have any concessions in cost and maybe off in some rural area and not even connecting with people, you know, but this brings them together and brings discounts and value to the bottom line.
Yep. And it's a beautiful thing. I have so many things to say on that. Really what you're doing, part of, is you're creating a community for a lot of funeral homes and funeral directors that are coming from small independent funeral homes, family funeral homes, like my family is. There's a disadvantage to not being part of a larger firm or a large group of funeral homes. You're paying a premium for all your products and all your prices. And that makes it challenging. If coming, like I just said, from a small family funeral home, and you're having to pay these high prices for all of your products and all of your services, how can you contend with a funeral home that's getting charged 25% less on everything that they have going? Right. What you're doing is you're even the playing field. You're saying, if you're a part of these small funeral homes, you're independent, come together with us. We can unite so that way we can all get the pricing that we deserve. And then also on top of that, like you said, Eddie, is work with each other to determine this is a great way of doing things, whether it's doing tips and tricks of the trade, like you said, or this company has really helped us grow in some way, or this company has the best product that our family is loving. It creates a community. It helps you take your funeral home to the next level. And that's why I resonated, and myself and Connor are now on the board of directors with you there, Eddie, which we're so lucky and blessed to be a part of. We saw the potential because we know what it's like coming from the other side of things. So what you're doing is really cool and really special for those smaller funeral homes, because what you said, there are very few businesses and industries that are left that are small independent firms. And that's funeral homes, barbershops, whatever that might be, there are not many left. So in order to maintain that, we have to do something to make it so that way we can continue on that and continue our legacy. So I think it's just amazing and special what you're doing. And I want to say, from my point of view, thank you for what you're doing, because it's a passion of yours, and you could really feel that, because what you're doing, you're passing on to other people your hard work, and you're making that accessible to so many people.
Well, I know one thing for certain. I'm honored to have you guys support, because you know, the initiative started off as, okay, we're going to pull this thing together. And just the reality of the need substantiated the initial growth. You know, we grew to over 300 funeral homes and over 40 vendors in not too long of a period, but it just proved that the need is there. But then when it came down to it, now this is a monster that had to be managed. So all of a sudden, we had to back out and take another look at what we were doing, because, I mean, we were shooting in the air, and we were promoting things everywhere, and the message wasn't getting out. You know, most of the independent funeral homes that are not a part of the Commander Initiative, they just don't know we exist.
Right.
And it's very unfortunate. But that growth is what really happened because of the need. So what we did, and we sat and took a closer look, it's okay. Well, how do we manage this? Mm-hmm. Well, we brought on SoCal Approach, the name that so many of you are probably familiar with. Data-driven information. They're sending out questionnaires now to our vendors, to our members, to find out what we can do that will make the initiative much better and prepare it for future growth. Right. And then we have mortuary marketing. You guys in, man, just so that the whole world can be a part of it. You know, so that the entire country can take part and know that we're here. And the rest of it collectively happens by itself. because we're at the stands right now, we're still interviewing new vendors constantly. And we try to create an exclusivity where we can, you know, and you can't always create exclusivity because of territorial challenges and things of that nature. But when we bring in a vendor and that vendor is given the promotional discount that's allotted and the one that's comfortable for, you know, everybody buy these products. So if I come in and I offer you a 20% discount, and that's really going to be 150% more than John's paying, you know, as it stands, that happens. It still happens. But in the Commander Initiative, with a close watch and vetting vendors, we can be comfortable knowing that the vendors that are a part are not overcharging and that you're getting a fair cost. And that's where that trust comes in at. You know, but as long as they have an opportunity to be a part of the group and make purchases and save that money, that is the legacy for their funeral home. You know, when we look at some of the challenges that really exist now, you know, as the costs continue to rise, our initiative will continue to help these businesses reduce their operating costs. And one of the things that we continue to feel really good about in the midst of all the growth that we're experiencing, we just reestablished our Commander pre-need sector. So many of the small to mid-sized funeral homes don't have a pre-need program, period.
Right.
They understand how important it is. But there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many weeks in a month. There are only so many resources that a small independent funeral home has. I mean, we know funeral directors that they're running around selling their pre-need, doing the funerals, doing everything, but embalming and everything.
Yep.
But in the real world, we need to be able to leverage the efforts that we put forth. And what we've done with our insurance sector, we're training your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your brother, people who are displaced in society that needs an opportunity and would be glad to have one. Well, we can train them up. They can work comfortably in your funeral home selling pre-need. And pre-need agents make a relatively nice living. Yeah. So we have people who can go from minimum wage to making a six-figure income. And that's just reality. But the need in our community, if a funeral home is not offering pre-need, they've let the future of the industry go. I mean, their future is not secure. Their legacy is not there. It adds value to the funeral home. So we have that set up so that and we're slowly now introducing the funeral homes, and we've started to train in certain locations, and we're getting people in licensing, and we are bringing people on who already have a license. But the pre-need aspects for any small to mid-sized funeral home makes the difference, because that pre-need agent is in the church doing a seminar, civic organizations talking to people, building the brand for that funeral home. They're doing aftercare, which means they're going in after the funeral to find out if they like what you did. Right. I mean, for sure, if they didn't like what you did, you would rather know before they let the community know. So when your aftercare program goes forth, it gives you a chance to mediate any challenges that you might have experienced, and it gives you the opportunity to enhance the services that you offer and always getting better at what you're doing. So we're excited about that, because all of these moves are significant, because that's where we are going into the next phase of the initiative. We're going to start funeral home enrollment cemetery again in November. We expect to go from 3 to maybe 5 or 6 funeral homes. We have the privilege, Mike, and the vendors that we're working with, and the economy being the way that it is, our vendors say something that's very simple. The more you guys can buy, the more of a discount we may be able to offer. With prices going up, and they're going to continue to go up, we can build a relationship that can at least stabilize our prices, because that's going to be the difference for many of the smaller locations. And what, unfortunately, I mean, hey, I've been in the business for 36 years. I'm not a funeral director, but most of my friends are. You know, how do you bridge the gap? It's by communicating. And the group of the commanders, those guys who had challenges, they're explaining what those challenges were, where the pitfalls were, and how they can be avoided. You know, that type of camaraderie makes a big difference when you have such a lucrative field that we work in. And those licenses are of the most importance. Yeah, go on, ask me something else, mate.
Yeah, I think what
we
you're
could be here to, forever.
You're trying to help these funeral directors, like you were saying, Eddie. Every day is pretty busy, pretty hectic as a funeral director and funeral home owner. So you're trying to help them reduce those expenses as much as possible. And then on the opposite side, we know how important pre-planning is. It's guaranteed business for the future of your funeral home. So the combination between those things are going to help you immensely as you move forward and move down. And it's something that we are getting more and more involved with at Mortuary Marketing, trying to increase the amount of planning ahead and pre-need sales that our funeral homes are having. Mm-hmm. Because at-need services are fantastic. But you know what is just as good? It's planning ahead, people that are going to come to your funeral home in the future. So if we can combine those things in order to advance a funeral home, there's nothing better, because then you know I'm getting taken care of today and I'm going to get taken care of in the future. So it's a great combination.
Oop, that's a death call here. Hold on just a second. All right, I think the students got it. I'm sorry about that. You know, we've been seeing a lot more business come in ever since we started Mortuary Marketing. And I got to tell you, all the funeral homes we work with, they're saying the same thing. So what do? We run ads on Google and other similar sites that get directed at families that need a funeral home in your area. It then brings them to a page that we've designed for you that gets the family to call you to inquire for your services. It's really increased our volume big time. It's working for my funeral home, and I think most parlors could really benefit from its uses. I put a bunch of information in the podcast description. Go check it out. I'm always happy to help talk with you and answer any questions you might have. All right, let's get back to our morbid discussion.
I would like to ask you, Eddie, what was your original thought process behind the initiative? What led you to starting it? And tell us a little bit about that, just the beginning stages and the beginning phases, several years ago, about the Commander's Initiative.
Well, I'll tell you, it kind of reminds me of my career in the death care industry. I started in a cemetery as a cemetery salesperson mm-hmm. in 1983. I won Rookie of the Month. Nice. And went on to high levels of management and all the grandeur and all the free trips. I went on 2 free trips a year for about 16 years. You know, nice. And that's a beautiful thing. But when it comes to the Commander Initiative, we were set up and we were about to film a commercial. And one of my friends said, just call Cooper. And it resonated with me to the point where I'm like, okay, well, just call Cooper. And I think I even said it in that recording, for all of your funeral home needs, just call Cooper. And I thought, what a shortfall I had for actually making such a statement. And so, okay, now you just call Cooper. How do you just call Cooper? We sat down and tried to figure out what would be the best means of getting these products and services at a discounted rate. And it became obvious if we had some numbers. So I started to talk with I'm talking with funeral directors every day. And we talked about some of the challenges that existed in the past. Because obviously this Commander Initiative, I'm not the first person who tried to do this. You know, there are other presidents of organizations that tried to pull this off. But yeah. That trust thing mattered. You know, for an example, we're going to do some cooperative purchasing, and we're going to get caskets, and we're going to get 10 at the time apiece, so that's 30 caskets, and we get this discount.
Yeah.
Well, the funeral director that didn't have enough money to buy 10 caskets, he let thought it was a bad idea. So at the end of the day, we decided, let's keep the funeral home buying directly from the vendor. Let's not touch anybody's money. Right. You know? And I believe that's the difference that allowed us to build this organization. Because the vendors deal directly with the funeral director. Their products are shipped. It's not a drop ship or anything. They deal directly with the vendors. So that's a comfortable relationship. Mm-hmm. So as we started to bring vendors on, now initially our first 100 members came in free. It's like, just come on in. But they came in with vigor. You know, they came in with the promise of being able to be a part of something. And today, what I would say, even if it was a closing statement, I pay tribute to our vendors, Those who made the sacrifice, those who stepped up to the plate to help independent funeral homes, I salute each of the vendors because they didn't have to do it, but they did. You know, at the end of the day, we pull this off and we have something that will go down through the annals of time that will benefit and stabilize this funeral industry for years and years to come. Many funeral directors got a son or a daughter that they want to leave that funeral home to. Yep. But it won't be anything to be left if we don't tighten up what we're doing right now, tighten up the reins, you know, and recognize where money is seeping out. And it's not okay to just laugh and talk with salespeople and buy stuff that's overpriced, you know, the laugh and the handshake and all that kinds of stuff. Do your research. Get with somebody who will do the research so that you can just continue to purchase the things that you need and be comfortable with the price that you're paying. But I also want to shout out to our directors, because our directors, you know, one of the things that many people say, it's hard to get those guys to change their mind. If they've been using this, they're going to keep using that. Yeah. We got directors that stepped up. Yeah, they came out of their comfort zone and started to use some of the products that were being offered by the initiative. You know, obviously, we need more to step up and more to take the variations and try something new, maybe, that could be better after research is done. And we got so many who've already said it's okay and been approved. So it's worth a try, the sacrifice, to help build the cause. But the directors and the direction that they've given, you know, that has been the key to our success, because they tell me what they want and they call me when they're not happy. I happen to be customer service too, huh? But I like it that way, because this information between funeral homes, where this resistance was built up and they weren't able to talk turkey with one another, you know, just smoothy conversation. How much are you paying for your caskets? Well, you know, the guy told me not to say anything, so if I tell you what I'm paying, then I might lose my discount. I love you, man, but I need my discount. So the reality of that is empowered by the Commander Initiative. We believe in the power of those numbers. Those numbers have power, but with what we're doing and stepping up, we're bringing mortuary marketing in, bringing SoCal in, and creating our insurance sector. We're about to explode in this space with membership with new vendors and new membership funeral homes. We're going to be offering some promotions. For an example, on this podcast, the first 20 that inquire will have an opportunity to get a year's free membership into the initiative.
Wow. So
come on in and try it out.
That's very generous.
Because you listen to because you listen at this podcast.
And before we go too far for nothing. You're getting nothing but benefits from listening to the Mortuary Show.
Come on now. So in my closing, if I might say, I want to lend a shout out to our board of advisors. Because as they say, no man is an island. You know, I sat here after my executive president died, trying to be the Wizard of Oz, doing everything behind the scenes. Yep. Because really, if you don't have the right team, you can waste more time than you would if you were working by yourself. Absolutely. So we experienced some great growth in that last year, but the burden was quite challenging. And the board that I have now working around me with talented people who are not only committed to the industry, but got skills and the wherewithal to bring some value to the industry. We've brought that together in our advisory board, which means instantly we're better. Mm-hmm. We got funeral directors committed to where they spend their money. They know who's charging what, and they'll get those prices so that we can identify what might be the best cost. And always cheaper isn't better either. So those are some realities that we all have to look at when we're looking at what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But to be committed to the initiative, we got vendors, we got directors, we got marketing, all on the board. It's going to be pretty hard to make some mistakes or waste efforts. Our efforts are going to be poignant, and we're going to be doing the things that are necessary to support the Commander Initiative's future growth. We've grown to this point, But I say this is just the tip of the iceberg. You haven't seen nothing yet.
I love to hear it. And I think it's such a wonderful thing that you're doing, helping out funeral homes that really need it. With the changing times and the changing industry and the uncertainty of what is to come from being a small firm, it's just a beautiful thing to have an organization that is going to come together and bring other funeral homes together rather than that competition, like you were saying, Eddie, like, ooh, what are you paying for casket? What are you paying? It's very transparent. Everyone knows we're all getting discounts, and that's the way. We need to reduce our expenses, increase the amount of revenue we're bringing in so we can run a business that's going to be successful, that can lead us to having a beautiful lifestyle. And I think that's exactly what you're doing. And I just want to say from my point of view and my brother's as well, we're so lucky and happy to be on the board of advisors with you. I think mortuary marketing is going to help make a difference in a lot of funeral homes. That's part of the initiative. And we want to say thank you for offering 20 funeral homes. Come on, you got to sign up, you got to join us, and then you could get discounts at a bunch of different vendors, including mortuary marketing. You get 20% off when you go through the Commander's Initiative. So come on, it's a no-brainer. You're making money, you're saving money. It's the best.
Right,
you're crushing your business. So Eddie, we want to thank you for everything you're doing, for helping all these funeral homes. And I'm sure the vendors, just like us, are very pleased and happy to make a difference in all these people's lives. So we appreciate you, Eddie.
Mike, I appreciate you having me on the podcast. This has been quite the pleasure. You know, I can't say enough about the Commander Initiative, but I will say there's a future for Commander Partners and for Commander Funeral Homes. What goes sometimes unsaid is that looming reality that something can change tomorrow. Something can change next week. They make a big difference. So we have to try to position these funeral homes so that they could stumble a little bit and not fall. When we look at the shift in consumer mindset, the mindset changed after COVID. You know, you got a lot of people who wouldn't dare pay for a full funeral anymore. Yep. You know, just because of what they saw happen through COVID. We got the finances of the consumer that has changed. People don't have as much liquid as they once had before all of this economy crash and everything was going on. The cost of goods and services is higher, and families' incomes are going down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, those corporate takeovers, those aggressive corporate takeovers, they're still happening. You know, unfortunately, if the big guy come around and they like your funeral home, all of a sudden things can start changing for you. Without you really realizing what's going on, all of a sudden you find yourself up against a wall. You know, you need to be able to talk to somebody who might have gone through that. You need resources of some of the people that we have in the initiative. You know, the larger funeral homes, and, you know, some of my buddies got some huge places. They already get these discounts because of the money that they spend.
Yep.
You know, but we now reach out and ask the larger locations, join the initiative and add to our buying power. Help Absolutely. Your brother in business, your sister in business. Come on into the initiative and help us establish more buying power. You're not going to pay any more, but you'll join a prestigious group of funeral directors that really, really would like to stay in this business and leave it as a legacy for their family members.
Yep, that's so true. I love it. Well, thank you again, Eddie, for joining us. And like you said, if you're interested in joining the Commander's Initiative, you're going to get your first year for free. Just reach out to us. I'll put a little note in the show notes here so everyone knows how to do it. And come save some money and make some money. That's what it's all about.
Well said. Well said. Thank you again, Mike.
Thank you, Eddie.